You have to lose by trying something new like Trump. What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it is Crab Diving Live, heading in your direction from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Why didn't that work?
You
rat bastards.
There we go.
Yay.
The touchscreen was being a little bitchy.
You got to be careful of those touchscreens today, you know.
Well,
shit all over them.
Like, I don't believe there's... This is feces written. I keep mine clean.
True.
And for the most part. it's not the corona. It's the allergies. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of your ear hole and brain matter time.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday.
It looks nice out the window.
I took a social distancing walk this morning with the intern. It's very nice.
Yes.
But we live not too far from the water.
Right.
I don't want to
infect the fish.
Geolocate us too
much. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, don't do that.
In case any deplorables tuning in for the first time. Who are those guys in Pensacola saying that shit about Trump?
Fuck you.
I'm going to go blow up a hospital. You see that guy?
No.
Oh, we'll get to that. One of the headlines.
Oh, my God. I hate these people.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yes.
If you're buying shit, if you're stuck at home and buying stuff online, if you go buy it on Amazon, you can go through our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or click on the banner at crabdiving.com. It'll take you there and we get a little commissione.
Right. Right.
For your visit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, these deplorable people that are still clinging to this fuckhead. And by fuckhead, I mean POTUS.
I was going to say, you got to narrow it down.
No. You know, he is the fuckhead. I'm sorry. He is the fuckhead. I mean, God.
Ron DeRacist is trying real hard, though.
Oh, trying real hard to suck him off.
God.
Oh, shit.
And I guess, didn't Mississippi, reopen?
Right.
Like, the governor of Mississippi's like, no worry about it. Go right back to work, you dark people. I mean, everybody, go back to work.
I said this on the Book of Face. I put this article up from the HuffPo. Trump shrugged off repeated intelligence warnings about coronavirus pandemic. And then I put, if you voted for Trump, read this article if you can, and then go fuck yourself.
Oh, you put this on your personal?
Yeah, and I thought it was nice. I mean, I thought it was nice. In measured.
No.
It's measured, though.
How's that?
We're talking about stacking bodies on ice rinks tents. I feel okay with that response. That is worthy of a go fuck yourself. But this guy responded, and it doesn't matter who he is. Go look on my Facebook and see. He's a dipshit. He said, fake news. Intelligence agencies are biased against Trump.
Oh, brother.
And have investigated him since he became president. before, motherfucker. Before, so and for good reason.
They were lying about Corona.
Yes. And then he says, China allows their people to live in horrible conditions. This isn't the first virus to be released from there. Trump was trying to prevent panic and immediately took action. He did
the wrong thing. Or something ineffective.
He did underestimate the diabolical government of China.
Oh, there it is.
Don't worry. He will take care of everything. He wins again.
It's a cult. Is that Brendan Dilley?
When he wins again. No, it's just some dickhead who did comedy for 2 minutes down here. No offense, but Jesus.
Narrowing
Christ.
It down.
No, I am not.
I guess we could just get to the old headlines and see what's going on here. I haven't played the drop in a while. What the fuck?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
God, you remember her. From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker in the Crab Diving Compound. Sorry.
God damn deep. What do you mean?
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 26, 2020.
The year of our non-existent, who gives a fuck, fucking God.
White people in droves.
These are your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
Remember when we thought, the Republicans couldn't possibly put up anybody crazier and dumber than Sarah Palin?
Yeah, I mean...
Hold my beer.
That was... I'll need you to, because my fingers can barely fit around it.
The headline over at the HuffPo.
Thank you.
Code red.
Yay.
New York hospitals near breaking point.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my fucking God.
New York State hospitals will be overwhelmed under almost any realistic scenario in the coronavirus outbreak, and authorities are adding capacity wherever possible to meet soaring demand, said the governor, Andrew Cuomo, there today. The need for hospital beds and ventilators is particularly acute, he said, and as the hardest hit state in the country reported an additional 100 deaths and 6,448 positive cases between Wednesday and Thursday, yesterday and today.
Oh, God.
And you're coughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like...
increasing the death toll to 385. Cuomo said, and since we have a large number of people on ventilators for a long period of time, the experts expect that number of dead to continue to increase.
Why? Why is that? Why is that?
Because they're going to start running out of.
Oh, I see.
Right now they're running like at capacity. They're about to. It's. I forget what the doubling rate is in New York, but it ain't great.
I mean, like, oh God, I don't want to start. I don't want to start. It's stupid. I was about to introduce this stupid thread of thought that what if Obama was in charge? How would this curve have been flattened? I mean, how would it would have?
Well, but the thing is, they would have been fighting him the whole way. Mitch McConnell would have been saying he's trying to use this to scare you, and you think the Jade Helm lunatics wouldn't be like, fuck you, I ain't gonna. He's just trying to take over Texas.
You know,
again,
the Monday morning quarterback in me. I could have said that differently. Would say we coddled these stupid fuckheads and we made them feel okay, and we weren't mean enough to the right wing nut jobs to shame them for their idiocy and their stupidity, because when you do, they turn into little bitches and no one wants to deal with them, and now we have this.
Well, and then, you know, Hillary went and killed all those people and her emails and stuff.
We tolerated the Hillary derangement syndrome. Yeah. We tolerated it.
Still, the half of this QAnon, I put on an e-hazmat suit and went looking at the QAnon loons again.
Ew.
Holy shit, they're out of their fucking minds.
Oh yeah. What?
But
QAnon, for people that don't know, which I'm sure you do.
I don't know how you can. Yeah.
QAnon represents the defeat of the deep state. That's what they're about, right? And the deep state is Obama, killery.
Well, but don't forget the child trafficking and diddling, which is central to the whole
to Republicans
conspiracy
and theory. Catholics. Well, priests, I'm sorry. And
from Wikipedia, QAnon is a far-right conspiracy theory detailing a supposed secret plot by an alleged deep state yes. against U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters. The theory began with an October 2017 post on the anonymous image board 4chan by someone using the name Q, presumably American, but probably later a group of people. Who claimed to have access to classified information involving the Trump administration and its opponents.
You know, man.
Q has falsely accused many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking officials of engaging in an international child sex trafficking ring. Claims Donald Trump feigned collusion with Russians in order to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the ring, preventing a coup d'etat by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and of course George Soros.
I would love, and everyone would agree with me. I wish George Soros would come forward and say, "Good news, everybody. Part of this is true." I want to introduce you to Madam Secretary, former President, President Obama, Carter. Bunch of good old libs are going to take over for a while we're all choking to death on MAGA. We're going to help. Is that happening? Did you read that headline?
I didn't.
Well, too bad, because then we're fucked.
The conspiracy theory also has the names The Storm, The Great Awakening.
The Storm is...
Storm is coming. That's when all the arrests happen and the military... That's why we're under lockdown now. It's not because there's a real virus. It's because they don't. The hit squads are out taking out the black hats.
People are like, "Watch out, everybody! They have us at our house. This is when we're most vulnerable. We are most vulnerable."
With my stack of guns.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you can't shoot the virus. I don't think so. I don't know. Should we try it? No! Don't. I'm kidding. Fuck.
According to Travis View, who studies the QAnon phenomenon, has written about it extensively for the Washington Post. He says it's a conspiracy theory that there's a worldwide cabal of Satan worshiping pedophiles who rule the world, essentially, and they control everything. They control politicians, they control the media, they control Hollywood, and they cover up their existence. And they would have continued ruling the world were it not for the election of President Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
He was elected to put a stop to the cabal.
And look what happened. Well, how's that going? Well, I mean, maybe the cabal. I don't know. It's so sad that we are here because those people elected this guy along with Russia. Right. What have you given the dog the Kong toy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want another one? Yeah, I want two Kong toys.
She's done.
Oh, yeah.
Chewed on the other toy for a while, too. She's going to come at you. So there you go. I mean, that's what the Q shit is to which we were referring.
It's stupid.
And they're really twisting themselves in.
To try to keep it going.
Amazing. The Mobius bands of cuntitude. To try to figure out the logic in what's happening with this coronavirus and everything.
Corona.
Oh, it's part of, you know, Liz Crokin.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, Tom Hanks, he's not really in Australia. He's actually been arrested.
I mean, you know, did these people ever ask themselves? I'm not saying you believe everything. What I'm saying is you don't believe anything from 4chan or 8chan.
Well, that's where Q had to post because...
Ow! God damn it.
That's where Q had to post because the deep state and all the... Shit. Probably all the JEWSs, they're very anti-Semitic.
Right. Oh, yes. Ow! Come on now.
Oh, she did. She's going after you.
Stop it, you know. There you go.
March 21st, 2020. And I want to start off by recommending people who are new to this page and new to the Q movement to go to Joe M's YouTube channel and to watch his...
God, there's Joe they M's. Always have these videos like, you. This is the video that will just knock your socks off it'll open your eyes and you'll see that all these people are pedophiles.
You know, when someone says... I have had lots of conversations with people about fucking dumbass conspiracy theories, and it always ends with watch this on YouTube.
Hey, right.
I don't know why, but it does. It's never like read this New York Times article. Isn't that weird? Yeah, why isn't it? Hey, if you're proving your point, let's say you're proving your point about something, and you send someone a citation. And if you could choose between something that somebody ejaculated upon a fucking billboard on 8chan or an article from the New York Times or the Washington Post, which do you pick for a citation? Why don't we see all these conspiracy theories backed up on at least something? And I'm not saying New York Times, Washington
you're
Post.
You're not seeing the clues, like, Ryan.
Yes, the clues. But something's so important. Why are there clues? Why don't you tell me what it is?
Because it's a secret. They don't want all the pedophiles to scurry off somewhere.
Right. Oh, the scurrying pedophiles? I'm going to ride off on Sassy. Sassy is Roy Moore's horse, right?
Yes.
Not the other guys. The other guy in government that has
Zinky.
A horse. Yeah.
Tonto, I thought was his horse.
Yes. He named the horse after the American Indian character in
the horribly
totally politically correct.
Well, the
Long
kind,
Ranger
yeah, the kind of
series.
Stereotypical. I mean, he did the best he could with it.
You know, I met that guy who played the Lone Ranger.
Oh, really?
And
Clayton
Kershaw, I think.
Jones, Clayton.
I have no idea.
Stewart Clayton.
You know, and he was signing. I remember this. I was a kid. He was signing autographs at a local library here in Pensacola.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. And you know what?
Moore. None of the names I came up with.
Moore?
Clayton Moore.
Related to Roy?
I don't think
probably,
so.
Probably not. This poor guy is signing autographs, I remember, but he wasn't allowed to wear his mask.
I remember that he just wore these dark glasses.
Yeah.
Because the Lone Ranger, the guy, the dicks who own the Lone Ranger wouldn't let him. Yeah.
Hey, to the dicks who owned the Lone Ranger mask or whatever the fuck it was, why didn't you just let him wear it?
Didn't they eventually, after, because the public came down on him, I thought in his, like, later years, they were finally like, okay, go ahead, wear a fucking mask.
If the man is signing autographs at a local library in Pensacola, Florida, hey, give him the mask, studio fucks.
He was supposed to be pretty cool, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed nice. Yeah. Seemed very nice. And I kind of remember him explaining why he has to wear the dark glasses. It's like,
you know how much he made the first two seasons of The Lone Ranger?
Let me think about it like
1949.
This. Okay, so I think the last year of The Sopranos didn't watch
So
his
wait
face.
A second. Did he make... Wait, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to remember what people have made recently per episode on sitcoms.
Well, a million per episode for
Friends,
the,
right?
Yeah, or the...
And so The Lone Ranger was very popular, so right. He must have been up there, but it was a long time ago. So let's say he made 750 grand an episode.
He made 500 bucks a week.
Oh!
A week.
Oh!
Now,
no!
1949, wasn't he a week? The serials, right? Or was this, he didn't do serials.
Or was it
just on telly? I think it was just on telly. Yeah, ABC television from 1949 to 1957.
Yes.
He made $500 a week the first two seasons.
I mean, that is
and then
fucked up.
1954 to 57, he was making $1,500 a week.
I mean, oh, God.
Jeez. Anyway. And he was, you know.
Wait. 49 to 57, so.
These are the contract years, too.
So from 49 to 57 is how many years? Eight. So, okay. His pay increased from 500 a week to what? To
1,500.
Oh, okay. Well, God, that's just not, it's not a lot of money, man. It's.
Anyway.
I mean, that's just sad shit.
Lone Ranger.
If you see him out and about, pay extra for his autograph. Because he's a ghost. I think he's passed away.
And again, I mean, if they make another Lone Ranger movie, nobody's going to go see it because Clayton Moore is wearing the mask, signing right. autographs at Pensacola Library.
And Tonto is betrayed by Johnny Depp.
Right.
Dude, I'm remembering that wrong, mm-hmm. right? That didn't happen. That did not happen. I think that happened.
Hold on a second.
And Zinke named his horse Tonto, but the horse in the series was Silver. Zinke named his horse after the American Indian in Lone Ranger. The guy who had to say, like, hi, me, yes. Tonto, you, Jay, yes. or some shit like that.
Ooh, Kimosabi.
Oh, God. Listen, guys, we're racist. This is a racist motherfucking country, okay? Kimosabi?
I wish they had outtakes of that, because he was probably like, oh, yes, Kimosabi. Cut. Wow, that was fucking great, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ, man. But Tarzan, didn't Tarzan for a while was like, me Tarzan, you Jane, and then he kind of switched it up.
Oh, there was a radio series originally, I guess.
The
Lone Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got, now I'm looking up who was in Lone Ranger 2013. Army Hammer, Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Sorry, I'm sending a work email. There's an urgent thing going on.
Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Right.
That was...
Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Pretty horrible.
I mean, did you see it?
Holy shit.
Did you see it?
No. The produced with an estimated budget of $225 million.
God! Why?
It was received negatively by American critics and performed poorly at the box office.
Motherfucker!
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of...
How much... I mean, this is how Hollywood must work. Someone drives up to Johnny Depp's house and says, hi, I have a barge load of cash that I want to give you to play a role.
He's puking out on the side of the house.
You know what I would do if I was producing that movie? I would go to Johnny Depp's agent. I would say, listen, I have... an obscene amount of money to offer your client. He has to say yes and cannot ask what the project is. That's the rules.
Well, I think he's done a lot of movies that'll suggest that you don't have to even go say that.
What do you mean?
Here's a pile of money.
I'm in. Yeah, yeah. Well, he wasn't always shit, man. He didn't always do shitty movies stuff.
You know,
he was good in Fear and Loathing. That was great.
Done piles of really heavy drugs.
Yeah.
Do
you see that what was the one with the remake of the Gene Wilder movie, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we tried to watch it and we were weirded out.
Gene Wilder was brilliant because he started out with that little bit of creepiness
yeah,
and then he turned out, it's like everybody loves Willy Wonka. I never you never got to that point, no offense Johnny, but
yeah,
you never
it's a choice.
You never got to lovable goofy Willy Wonka. It was always like Edward Scissorhands is
right.
about to try to fondle your balls.
Yeah.
But an excellent actor. There's other shit where he's fucking amazing.
Not that Johnny Depp wasn't good at that, but I think the problem is a director had, I would think, I mean, I imagine telling Johnny Depp, who's probably crazy, probably say something like, you're just coming off a little creepy.
Maybe Pacino was busy.
Hoo-ah!
I'm telling you, you got to watch him in The Irishman. just to appreciate either... You got to see it. It's wacky. It's a great movie. It's a great movie, but it's, you know...
Damn dog.
But I, you know... While you're resituating, I want to say
Jesus
this.
Jesus Christ, the dog just spun me around.
Johnny Depp's, like, Willy Wonka was more like, it puts a lotion in the basket, motherfucker.
Right.
It was just, that's just a choice. You're not biting.
Yeah, like, you know, Willy Wonka in the movie with Gene Wilder, you would have left your kids there. This was like leaving your kids at the monastery.
I mean, yes, I was about to say, except they're priests there, and I think you're including that.
Yes, yeah. That's kind of the point, yeah. I would have said rectory, but I didn't know if everybody would know what the rectory is.
Oh, I don't know. Rectory?
That's where the Catholic priests hang out.
You know, I have to type one more fucking sentence to my boss. One second.
So anyway, that's
people
the headline.
Who were infected.
Well, you want to hear Cuomo? You want to hear a real leader?
Stop it.
Before we play our
Or
Dingleberry.
People who were infected, who came into the healthcare system, have been on ventilators. The longer you are on a ventilator, the more probability of a bad outcome. We now have people who have been on a ventilator for 20 days, 30 days. The longer you are on a ventilator, the more likely you're not going to come off the ventilator. And that is what is happening.
So it's not like they throw you on a ventilator for a couple of days and all is peachy. There are people who are hanging on it for longer.
You know, and that means so then they have to start making the calculation, when do they come off?
Right.
To get somebody else a fucking
exactly.
This is horrible. Ow! Come here. I'm going to hold you, and then you'll stop. That's my only strategy.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. The New York governor is warning that his hospitals are just about to be overwhelmed.
And they don't peak yet. Ow, fuck.
Oh, and winning Trump. USA now leads the world in cases, according to the Drudge Report.
Well, that's not surprising, right? Because that's the math. Isn't it? I mean, the way it...
USA now leads the world in cases.
Well, that sucks. I mean, you know, it's horrible. Sucks. God.
At least 81,000 people in the U.S. are known to have been infected. More cases than China, Italy, or any other country has seen.
Hey, let me ask you something. Can the coronavirus, because I didn't think about this, can corona live on plastic grocery bags? Because it's plastic.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We have so many plastic grocery bags under the sink right now. We should burn them.
No.
Why?
Well, they're... When was the last time you...
I haven't gone to the store in 2.5 days, and I need to go back out tonight.
I don't know how long it can stay on plastic, a few days.
Yeah, something like that. And also, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but there was a cruise ship full of people coming to Florida or something. There were a lot of cases on the boat, and then all these people were dead on the cruise from the fucking corona, man. Oh, God.
By the BT Dubs, we were bitching about that, ridiculous giveaway to rich people yesterday. But the House Dems are all saying, you know, hey, that was round one.
Yeah.
This is going to happen more. It's not just going to be the $1,200 check or whatever. This is probably going to have to happen again pretty soon.
Don't you think those problems dealing with the Republicans, that shit will start going away because New York is going to happen in other cities. And all of a sudden, it's going to be like all hands on board, no matter how horrible you are, because
New Orleans emerges as the next virus epicenter, threatening the rest of the South.
Oh, God. Ugh. great.
New Orleans is on track to become the next epicenter. Dimming hopes that less densely populated and warmer climate cities would escape the worst of the pandemic.
That's no. New Orleans is dense as fuck. There are lots of people in New Orleans. I have been there.
Yeah. The plight of New Orleans, with the world's highest growth rate in coronavirus cases, also raises fears that the city may become a powerful catalyst in spreading it across the South.
Yeah.
Authorities are warning there the number of cases in New Orleans could overwhelm their hospitals by April 4th.
Right. Oh, God. What's
so five, day? 9 days.
What? Okay.
Yeah. New Orleans is the biggest city in Louisiana, the state with the third highest caseload of coronavirus in the United States on a per capita basis.
Oh, my God.
After New York and Washington.
You know, man, I had a moment of realization. And I don't know. What are you laughing at?
I'm reading on. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, this the thing Eric Garcetti got interviewed in that Insider.
Mayor of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Which we've discussed offline here. I mean, I loved living in Los Angeles, to be honest with you. It wasn't much I hated about it, except when it got a little pollution-y.
Yeah, but, and it was expensive.
That's it.
But it's an awesome city.
But living in K-Town right now, I don't think would be really fun.
Dude, I can't imagine. You know,
because that's densely populated AF, folks.
And like, you know, I just remember not to make it about this, but dude, just thinking about the stand-up comedy scene there. If you think about it, it's astounding when you think about how many comics there are in a city like that and how many microphones are used. Not many.
Right. Well, yeah.
The 3 billion comics, there's 4 microphones in the valley. You know? And you know what always kills me every time? Somebody's like, I'm thinking about starting a show. Can I borrow your microphone? Damn. Why don't you go build a house and be like, hey, does anybody have a hammer? Not to be a dick. Fuck. Okay.
Just 70% of Louisiana's 1,795 confirmed cases to date are in the New Orleans metro area.
God.
They're saying they're blaming Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras was the perfect storm. It provided the perfect conditions for the spread of this virus.
I thought they canceled Mardi Gras.
I don't think they did. This says Fat Tuesday fell on February 25th when the virus was already in the United States.
Yes.
But before the CDC, national leaders raised the alarm with the American public. Dr. Rebecca G-E-E, said New Orleans had its normal level of celebration, which involved people congregating in large crowds, some 1.4 million tourists. We shared drink cups. We shared each other's space in the crowds. People were in close contact catching beads. Listen to you. It's now clear that people also caught coronavirus.
You know what? God, I don't want to sound... What is apoplectic? That means you don't give a fuck.
No, apoplectic is like, it's like crazy.
So like, you know, we can do all we want. We can say, I'm not going to say that either. Cause that we all have to keep doing that shit. It's just when people behave like that, it makes everything people, well, it mean less.
They didn't know. They were being told no problem by their government. February 25th. I mean, that was
God
a month ago now. That was still when, I mean, we were starting to be like, well, hey, this is starting to look bad. But I mean, you had people laughing in your face when you were still doing shows and shit. When you said, should we not be doing this?
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. I did, you know, and I did. And you know what I should have said? Go fuck yourself. I mean, really. Oh God.
That makes concern for Houston.
I mean, God, all through January and February, I had almost nearly consecutive sold out shows. And I was so happy. I'm like, oh, look at all these people at my shows. Blah! God.
The trajectory of our case growth continues to be alarming, said the governor, John Bel Edwards.
Now he is a Democrat, right?
Yes. New Orleans could be the first major domino to fall in the South, starting a chain reaction in other metro areas.
What up with the Atlanta?
Serious concern is for Houston, the fourth largest city in the country.
Yes.
The two cities have historically strong links, made even more so by an influx of New Orleans residents into Houston after Katrina and Harvey. So people travel back and forth to visit relatives and stuff. What's New Orleans to Houston? Like 5 hours, something like that? I think it's a 5-hour drive.
I don't know. I mean, it's 3 short hours from New Orleans to here.
Yeah, and Houston, I think, is 8-ish from here for us. Residents in the French Quarter say they're concerned. That the virus was an entirely different threat from the natural disasters that they routinely befalls them, like floods and hurricanes and
See, that is the thing that's the problem, is people down here respect hurricanes and shit, not because of maybe the science, but surely not. Because you can actually say, oh my God, look, the wind just blew down that sign, or look, a flood just came and washed my car into the Gulf.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't see the corona. And also it would be as if your president came on. Well, wait, I'm sorry. He did do this. If he said, hey, the things you're seeing on the weather is bullshit, but he did do that.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
With a Sharpie. Nobody foresaw this. You know, when Donald Trump...
We're number one is trending on the Twitter.
We're number one. We're leading in something. Good.
This morning it was congratulations, America.
To think that this city, this country is going to get just skull-fucked with this corona, and to think we have a president obsessed with putting walls around it. Putting walls around it.
He tweeted a few days ago, this is why we need borders.
If we can't get ventilators. My worry with the corona is if we can't get ventilators to New York City, fucking New York City, then we're not going to have any here. And there's not going to be why anywhere else then? Do you know what I mean? Like, why anywhere else? If there's a governor, that guy is breaking his dick to get ventilators to that state.
Yes.
Is Ron the racist breaking his dick? Is he doing anything?
Not for this.
Break your dick, fuckhead. Whatever that means.
You okay there, Shub?
Oh, this fuckface just replied to my thread on Facebook. Fuck you, motherfucker. Stupid fuck. Not funny. Not funny at all.
Over the Drudge Report. Let's see which version of the... it was USA Now Leads. That was them.
Yes. This fucking idiot just vomited all this Trump cult 45 shit on my Facebook. And I said to him, I called him a bootlicker and I told him to go fuck off. And he was like, great debate. Debate? There is no debate. The debate is you're stupid and the information you're proliferating is going to cause deaths because you're a fucking idiot. There's the debate, fuckface. The debate. You had the debate in New York.
Visibly frustrated with reports of gatherings throughout the city of Chicago, my hometown, Mayor Lori Lightfoot delivered a stern warning to those who continue to get together during the pandemic. We will shut it down and you may be arrested.
Good. Thank you.
Stay at home. Oh, only go out for essentials.
In Florida is doing that, right? We are doing that. Oh, we're not. I can actually see from the window.
Well, we are not, but
we are. We are.
Not only will our police be deployed to shut them down, if you're not abiding by these orders, we will be forced to shut down the parks and the lakefront. Situation is deadly serious. We need to take it deadly seriously. You can go out in stay a few feet away from people.
It's 6 feet though, right? Isn't it 6 feet?
Yeah. You can go outside for a brief respite, but don't run 5Ks, she says.
Why? I mean, because I'm sitting outside in the back working during the day. Am I catching corona out there?
Well, I just think if you're out running in the city of Chicago, you have the opportunity to run into more humans regardless.
Oh, if
running
just
a 5K. Stay
put in your backyard, in your compound, locked and loaded, social.
We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a treatment. Chicago has an A for preparedness.
Damn.
Lori Lightfoot, liberal Democrat, progressive Democrat.
There you go. There you go.
She said, we're planning for some real worst case scenarios. The next 2 or 3 weeks will be the most important time to do everything we can to flatten that curve.
Yeah.
Doing that is what will keep our hospitals going.
Right. Right. Oh, God.
The police interim police superintendent.
Yes.
Says the public health order is not an advisory. It's a mandate. If you violate, you might be subject to a fine of $500. If you continue to violate, you will be subject to arrest.
Damn. Well, see, here's the problem, though. That guy saying that, our dickbag fascist and fuckface chief is saying, Easter Sunday, let's all have an orgy at a church. Paraphrasing.
That would be beautiful, wouldn't it? That's a beautiful thing if all the churches, how beautiful would it be if all our churches were filled?
Oh, yes. Who, God, Donald.
Paula White told me that the Lord wants them to go to her church.
Yeah, yes. You can speak tongue. She's like, blag, blag, da, ba, 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 power!
The,
MAGA. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
So that's Chicago.
Jeez. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I love that city. Good.
All my friends and fam back there.
Yes. Ooh, please, guys, don't fucking go anywhere. Just don't go anywhere.
Well, right. That's kind of the whole thing. I saw a bunch of different scenarios for Florida, depending on how much of a lockdown we have.
We're fucked. We have crossed the point of no return. I saw a graph. It was yesterday. It was the 25th. It was the 25th to flatten a curve. So now we're in some, I don't know. And I've heard some other shit too. And it's about these bodies that are going to pile up. And when you run out of refrigeration space.
Well, right. We said yesterday, Spain is using ice rinks.
There's a burn pit.
Oh, well, yeah.
The burn pit from all the people dead because we could not social distance properly. Our president sucks. Fucking sucks.
They're saying that Trump was, waggling his butt like a howler monkey at the in heat at the
right
at the evangelicals with that.
Touching my face.
He's just trying to.
What is he think?
Shore up that base, that part of his base.
It's a weird thing because it's like he doesn't see reality. What you can do whatever you want, Donald, but when people start dying, especially in New Orleans and these southern cities, and you want them to support you, but they look at the death of someone they loved, they understand that some of that death, that's your responsibility. You killed that person with your inaction. They're going to have a hard time voting for you, right? What?
Well, think about what they've gone through already.
God,
they're fine. They're fine with it.
Is that what this cult is like?
That's what cultism in general is like. People in Guyana drank the Kool-Aid and died for him.
Shit, man. That's right. They did.
And many of these maggots are the same.
Yeah. This is untenable, dude. Why should we have to suffer through this? Is going to be bad. It doesn't matter, right? The least we could do is have a president that gives a fuck. Who not? How long ago did he call it a hoax in February?
Democrat hoax. Yeah. I think his last hate rally.
I mean, think about it. If your constitution doesn't allow for a removal of a president after he calls a real pandemic a hoax, when there is concrete evidence that it is indeed a pandemic, then your constitution is caca. It sucks.
We have a, I was talking about this a little bit earlier, this this dude that was arrested.
Yes.
In Missouri.
Right.
He actually died. He wasn't arrested. He died in a confrontation with the FBI. We're not sure yet whether he took his own life or whether they killed him.
Okay.
But he was in the final stages of a plot to blow up a hospital caring for coronavirus patients. Turns out he was an admirer of the 1980s terrorist group The Order, had ties to two active neo-Nazi organizations.
Wait. I thought these guys weren't such a problem because didn't the FBI take them off their watch list or some shit like that?
Off the terrorist list.
Oh, good. Well, wait, that's weird, though. Because this sounds like some terrorist fucking bullshit, doesn't it?
Timothy Wilson was his name, 36.
Oh, God,
The FBI moved in to arrest him in Belton, Missouri, a suburb south of Kansas City.
Okay.
Belton. He was planning to use a vehicle bomb to blow up a local hospital.
Right.
He arrived in Belton on Tuesday to pick up what he believed was the bomb.
A vehicle bomb.
A car bomb.
Right.
Or truck bomb.
I'm just wondering why. Oh, yeah. That's got to be weird if somebody puts a what is normally called a car bomb on like a golf cart or like a three-wheeler. Then you can't call it a car bomb, so you have to call it a vehicle bomb.
But the Bureau said it was part of a sting. It was a ruse. There was no actual bomb,
oh, okay.
They said.
Good.
He was a subject of a domestic terrorism investigation for months.
Right.
Motivated by, quote, racial, religious, and anti-government animus.
Wow.
They said that he was looking at multiple potential targets, but decided on the hospital once the outbreak hit.
You know, you Trumpists, see, you guys, all to me, you all sound like you're on the beginning stages of the road to this kind of shit. Because, like, this guy that I'm sparring with on Facebook, sparring in air quotes, he's like, he sounds crazy. He sounds like...
Oh, yeah, he is.
I mean, when he says, don't worry, Trump will win in 2020, and he will take care of everything. That sounds like some culty
right.
Shit, man.
They found out the informant here... Informant.news.
Right.
Was able to determine that Wilson was active in public telegram channels for two neo-Nazi groups, the National Socialist Movement and, the Vorherrschaft Division.
Nine!
Vorherrschaft.
Oh, my God.
Division.
You ridiculous fucking Nazis. Go fuck yourself.
I wonder what that means.
It means, hi, I'm a lunatic. Oh, God, I'm burping, but not from... I had a fizzy drink.
Predominance. Supremacy.
Ooh, yes. Look at my penis.
There you go.
God, guys. Grow the fuck up!
Vorherrschaft. Look at my shaft.
Yeah, Vorherrschaft. God, we could be activating some sleeper cell by saying this, or even saying it right.
The NSM, National Socialist Movement, is a decades-old neo-Nazi organization with a history of violence.
Yeah.
The group is involved. Oh, the group is involved in the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
God damn.
They also are known for holding a rally each April to celebrate the birthday of Adolf Hitler.
You know, listen.
The event including displays of swastikas and racist speeches by the leaders. This year, the rally, I wonder if they'll postpone it, is scheduled for April 18th in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
You know what, man? What if these fuckers at the FBI didn't pick up on this? What is slipping through the cracks? I mean, this is a guy they caught. They were able to catch him and do some sting and whatever the fuck. But what happens with a guy?
Sounds like they've got like people embedded pretty deep in a lot of these organizations.
Oh my God. Could you fucking imagine doing that job? Shit.
The VSD, the Vorherrschaft Division.
Nine.
Is a newer group, molded in the image of Atomwaffen Division, an organization that urges members to engage in mass shootings or terror attacks to help bring about the collapse of modern civilization.
Who, like, is looking at that club and is like, hey, look at this.
Atomwaffen division.
Oh, this looks like fun. They're mass shootings and what's the other thing?
Terror attacks.
Oh, God damn it. I've been looking for something like that. That sounds right up my alley. I'm a lunatic cultist.
Posters displaying the VSD were used to vandalize a Michigan synagogue in October.
Hey, Nazi fucknuts, do you not have hobbies? Do you not have things that interest you? Do you not, like, do you not paint? Do you not read? Do you not act? Do you not play an instrument? Do you play softball? Find something to do. Put together a puzzle. Get a dog. I am thinking of everything that you could do rather than be a white supremacist fuckswat.
This guy was on Telegram in the public chat for the National Socialist Movement as recently as Tuesday. He wrote at that time that he believed the COVID-19 was being used by the government as, quote, an excuse to destroy our people. Mark my words, it's coming. I hope people are ready, he wrote.
I, you know what? I have heard people describe, like, this twunt on my Facebook feed. He said China has released similar viruses or something. Released. Brother. Like you would release an album or you would drop a record. They released this like they did with the swine flu. They released it.
Monday he wrote, if you don't think this whole thing was engineered by Jews as a power grab, here's more proof of their plans. Jews have been playing the long game. We are the only ones standing in their way.
Jeez. Gosh.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Oh, well, yes. It sounds like every dickbag, fuckface, neo-Nazi, Hitler sucker, Trump voting fuckhead. It really does. God.
Also sounds like this guy.
Well, let's look at what the coronavirus is doing. Benjamin Netanyahu said today.
Oh, my God.
We're 7 seconds in. Rick Wiles is going after Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a giant flaming bag of cocks. But
wow.
Not because he's Jewish, because he's an authoritarian right-wing dickbag.
You know, the animation department is just now, they're just, what they're doing right now for crab diving, they're sketching, they're like, okay, we need a bag that is flaming, but we need to indicate on the bag that inside there are cocks. So I don't know how we do that visual. We're going to figure it out. God damn it.
Remind everyone.
Oh, I wish, though.
Rick Wiles gets press passes for his organization.
Oh.
For True News with the White House.
You know, and like, dude, that's, and to me, there's that, right? Whatever that is, that's lip service to the right. Okay. But this fuckhead that goes in and does a Bible study for these ninnies who said all that horrible shit about COVID.
Right.
And it's,
I have to sneeze. It's allergies. It's not the COVID.
He said a bunch of anti-gay shit. And didn't he say,
it is a shitty allergy part of the year too, which is not great when you're walking the dog. And
you know, I saw someone on social media suggest that 2019 is going to turn out better than 2020. Agreed.
Wow.
Agreed.
I think that's probably a safe bet.
Yay. Man, dude.
Where were we?
We were talking about how like whoever Johnny Depp plays next, it's just he's got to make it even crazier. I think he's gonna play Santa Claus.
So this
next.
Nazi fuck that was gonna blow up the hospital.
Oh yes.
Wrote, referring to Robert Matthews, the leader of the order. Uncle Bob, who was killed in a, they call him Uncle Bob. He was killed in a shootout with federal authorities in 1984. This guy said on Sunday,
yes,
don't be a cuck that gives up without a fight. Make Uncle Bob proud.
Ugh. And, you know, the thing is, you know, this guy loves this Trump. And, you know, this guy feels like that guy, Trump, is speaking to him, you know, emboldening these things that he believes. And so he feels like he needs to act on it, right?
Oh, yeah. He wrote on March 1st, he was criticizing the neo-Nazi groups like Adam Waffen and the Base because some of their members were arrested without violence. Look at all those Adam Waffen guys in the Base and all those other people. What have they done but put up some flyers? Got busted by feds for dumb shit, quietly went to jail. God. If they were serious, they would have pulled a Robert J. Matthews and used all those weapons they were stashing to unleash hell on the feds.
What do we...
MAGA. No, he didn't say that.
See, I... Yeah, but he thought it...
Well, I have no doubt
who
he voted for.
MAGA is a plague. MAGA is this. This is scary. Like, the idea that someone would bomb a hospital.
Right. I mean, the only slight saving grace is that they're all dumb fucks. So,
yeah.
The scary part is when a smart one gets through, and yeah, that's what we got to worry about.
Do you think the FBI, I'm sorry, do you think the FBI, when they got the order to remove these white nationalist wackadoos off the terrorism watch list, do you think there were people at the FBI said, yeah, we'll take them off the list?
But they removed white supremacist as a terrorist concept.
That doesn't mean they're not watching them, right?
Correct. Obviously, this guy just got busted.
I mean, because
But here's Rick Wiles.
Oh, good. Yes.
God is spreading it in your synagogues.
Yes.
You're under judgment because you oppose His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why you have a plague in your synagogues.
Oh.
Repent.
Fuck
you. Repent and believe on the name of Jesus Christ, and the plague will stop.
Oh, my God.
Not real subtle, is he?
Hey, Rick, I don't know if you listen to our podcast on Stitcher,
he's busy.
Spotify, the podcasting app. God is bullshit. There is no God, you dickhead.
Meanwhile,
he doesn't exist.
He's holed up in his house broadcasting.
Oh, yes. See, this nutball probably thinks, I don't want this corona, but then he's going to tell people to go to church, right? You go to church and you're anointed and God won't let that happen to you. But meanwhile, this guy's, he's got Lysol the whole bit.
Chief rabbis urge Israelis to stay away from synagogues. Well, I would too. Stay out of those things. There's a plague in them. God's dealing with false religions. God's dealing with people who oppose His Son, Jesus Christ. He's dealing with the forces of Antichrist.
I mean, I would posit that the majority of our deaths here in this country have been Christians just because that's the majority of people in this country are Christian, identify as some sort of Christian.
Well, and God ain't dealing with shit because God ain't. But we are dealing with Rick Wiles and other right-wing nut jobs and this guy that the FBI busted and a bunch of dickheads that are proliferating bullshit information about this fucking corona. And we are dealing with our anti-Semitic, Ivanka-lusting dickhead president. That's what we're dealing with.
His Son, Jesus Christ. He's dealing with the forces of Antichrist. And there's a plague moving upon the earth right now.
It's MAGA.
And the people that are going into the synagogues are coming out of the synagogues with the virus.
Oh, my God. You fuckhead.
But the assholes going into the mega churches are not coming out with anything.
Are we just fucked?
Jesus is protecting them.
Are we fucked?
And it's so bad that the chief rabbis of Israel are pleading with the people to not enter the synagogues.
Maybe the Jews are smart and not completely batshit crazy. I don't know about what the Hasids are doing. They're Orthodox, but...
something crazy.
Most of the Jewish people I know are very liberal and very...
Well, dude, most of the people
and some of them
know
are
that
atheist
way.
Jew. They're philosophical Jews,
right.
But they're not...
Yes.
Spiritual Jews.
And whatever. You know, the deal they've made with their non-existent sky god allows him to walk around on the planet and be a human without hating other people, probably. And they
a lot of them, sure.
They've made that arrangement in their brain, and that's fine. But I think this is what happens when we have a country just awash in these idiot fuckhead cult things, and then our the Republicans, all they do is exploit that shit for bullshit. How do we get out of this is my question. How do we get out of this?
Are pleading with the people to not enter the synagogues. What is, Doc, if you heard about, if this happened in Old Testament times, if the Jews went into the synagogue healthy and came out diseased, what would that say to you?
That would be an earmark of judgment to me. I mean, that would be something that I'd be asking the question, God, how have we offended thee?
God is...
Oh, man. I don't know where Doc is. Doc looks like... I'll bet Doc's not wearing pants. Okay, there's Wiles. There's his house. And here's Doc. Doc's like just sitting in front of like a baby shit brown wall with his I don't know, cell phone or something.
Doc, why aren't you guys at the same spot? Are you worried about catching the corona? You pussy.
Ended thee. God is spreading it in your synagogues.
Oh, we played that part already. So there you go. Vic Wiles, everybody.
Do you think these right wing nut job freaks like Rick, they are afraid of corona, and so they are taking measures, but they're just telling their, you know, their listeners what they want to hear? Or is it like gray?
Well, you know, a lot of these people are saying, how many of these guys are laying hands on people these days?
Yes.
They're telling them, you get down, you get here into this auditorium. Oh, I'm going to be here 50 feet away from your asses.
What's that guy's name? The
Copeland?
Yeah. Is he doing that?
He's 83.
No. So what? Go out there and lay hands and cure some of these corona
victims. That's
what I mean.
He's going to be.
But don't.
Yeah.
This dude, to what we need to do is so simple. You stay at home. That's it. Easy. I mean, I know it fucks everybody's job up and everything, but this corona thing is bad.
Rick Wilson, who's working on that, the Lincoln Project, and putting out those really good ads. Tweeted.
Yes.
I guess it's 5 o'clock. It's time for our daily face fucking from the president.
Is that when the, get that huge mushroom out of my nostril.
He said, oh God, I just saw it. Now I can't. Now I've lost it in the Twitter stream. Tweet us during the show, by the way, anytime at Crab Diving.
Right.
These daily exercises with fuckwit von Munchausen have grown tiresome.
Oh, my God. Fuckwit
von Munchausen.
That is so good.
It's really good.
That's good.
It looks like that that article that he wrote is no longer... has a paywall. Like, I'll bet it's members only for a few days, and then they put it out to everybody. But it's the title he wrote at Daily Beast is, "You cheered as he fucked up. No take backs, Trumpists."
Oh, my God. There is. Well, you know what? There are no take backs. There are no take backs. Look at all the dead people in New York and in New Orleans. It'll be everywhere. God damn, dude. They're putting hospital beds up in the Staples Center in Los Angeles. That, to me, was rather sobering. Yeah.
Trump's enablers know the truth and have tried to turn the battleship of bullshit toward it. They know Trump didn't just mishandle the coronavirus crisis, and he did so with his political standing and benefit in mind. Trump spent 6 weeks claiming to his soft-minded followers that the worst public health crisis since the 1918 H1N1 Spanish flu was a fake news Democratic media hoax. He shook hands and shared microphones and touched his umber jowls and modeled what not to do even after he'd been in a room with people with the virus, doing his damnedest to make my warning that how everything Trump touches dies a literal as well as a serious one.
God. Do you think there are Democrats that going up to these, please approach these Republican senators in private and say, he needs to be impeached for his mishandling of this virus because we don't really have a chance to get a handle on this if he's president. I don't know how. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is such a long time until November. And even after November, we don't know that he'll leave. We don't know that he will.
Oh, he'll try to.
That he won't cancel the elections. Or he won't try.
They kept excusing him. They kept cheering every fuck up, every crime, every insult to America's charter and our character. They excused every lie, forgave every incompetent utterance and ideological heresy. How's that working out now that the feces has impacted the rotating blades? He can hold 1,000 sweaty monster Trump rallies, but when the call to leadership is bigger than shit-tweeting insults and delivering nicknames, Trump's world goes sideways.
Go back.
I've been reading stuff about his like his mental state. Like it like he's gonna lose it because his entire life of how he's gotten out of shit, he can't do it. The virus is going to keep coming. He can't tweet it away.
Right. And there will be a time when even the maggots and if you're listening, if you're a maggot, if you're a deplorable shit fuck maggot. There will be a time when you will not, unless you're totally fucking deranged, that you will be able to look at a situation and you say, you know what? This is horrible. My president fucking lied to me.
He can do press conferences full of lies, whoppers, and a time machine hindsight like, I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job. And I don't take responsibility for anything at all. And quote, I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called pandemic. And then this is written a few days ago. He says, capped by today's gem, how it kind of snuck up on us.
I mean, let me understand something. This guy, Trump, has been tooling about with people that have it, right?
Not now.
Why? If it's a hoax, because
now
bullshit.
He's right. Now he's taking it seriously for him. When tested by the fire of crisis, Trump showed us what he's always been, a weak, spoiled, intellectually vacant con man who has stumbled through life, a life of betrayal and failure, papered over by bullshit and public relations. The media image from The Apprentice that hypnotized so many Trump voters was always the product of Mark Burnett's writer's room, not reality. Their bold leader was a teleprompter confection, a D-grade celebrity playing a C-grade CEO in a reality show.
A teleprompter confection. What does that mean? What does that mean? That the teleprompter made him candy and made people love him. They digestible.
Sorry, MAGAs, but Trump must face blame for the viral Chernobyl that is rolling over our population now.
Is that what this is?
The one thing you never get back when fighting an epidemic is time. He spent weeks spinning that the coronavirus was no big deal, that there was no crisis about to scythe through our nation.
Because that's what he said. He said scythe through our nation, like a scythe thing, yeah. A blade that you fucking cut shit down with.
He had the usual vigorous ass kissing from the human centipede. From the human centipede of Trump.
Vigorous. That means you're not just like, mwah, 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 you're kissing ass. You're like, mwah.
See, Rick Wilson. Rick Wilson was the enemy, and maybe again, but he can write. He had usual vigorous ass kissing from the human centipede of Trump media bootlicks, toadies, and ball washers. From the Fox C-suite down to lunatic bloggers and social media flotsam. They've been very busy the last few days trying to retcon Trump's colossal incompetence and indifference from January until this week.
What was that
week verb?
Trying to retcon?
Yes. Revise.
Retcon. Retcon. Yeah.
I think it's retroactive something. Retroactive continuity.
Shit, man.
It's a literary device.
If you're a writer using words a lot, man, you learn some new ones every now and then. There's a lot of words.
It's a literary device in which established facts in a fictional work are adjusted, ignored, or contradicted by a subsequently published work, which breaks continuity with the former. So
Yeah, we're breaking all kinds of continuity with what the fuck ever. But Trump said he had the best words. MAGA is a plague. It's a lie. You dumb fucks. Your hats. Fuck your hats. Fuck your hats.
Donald Trump's, I'm skipping a whole bunch. Go read it at the Daily Beast. Donald Trump's mistake with the COVID-19 pandemic was simple. The virus doesn't follow him on Twitter. The virus doesn't care about his rages. The virus doesn't care about the Trump hotties of Fox News, Breitbart, and elsewhere. It does what it does. It exploits time and complacency in human hosts. Trump gave it a 6-week pass.
God, I, you know, Hillary wouldn't have. Hillary would not have. She would not. All the evil child molesters she's hidden and shipped around the globe. So, you know, and I'm kidding. She didn't. But she would have handled this better. She would have handled it.
The health people in the administration, their jobs have been made infinitely more difficult by his ineptitude. Hey, let's put Jared in charge, said no one ever. Yeah. Lies, delays, and the agitprop culture war strategy of this White House.
You know, dude, see, now you will answer this question differently. Who has been worse? Which Jared has been worse for America? Subway Jared or Jared Kushner? Please, your answer.
Jared Kushner is going to have a lot of dead bodies.
That's right. That's
both
right.
Horrible.
Yeah, they're both horrible, and it's a stupid. But I have been posing that question since we lived in Los Angeles, and now it's changed. That's how shitty this Kushner is.
Why is every part of the Trump media apparatus trying to drag the Democrats into a culture war battle by calling the coronavirus the Chinese flu or the Wu flu or the Kung flu? It's because they understand that it's the last refuge of the scoundrel culture they've created.
So okay, let me understand this. No,
that's all they got left.
So,
we
right.
We gotta go racist.
Him calling it the Chinese virus is the culture battle. Mm-hmm. That's it. So now we'll be through that eventually. And then what makes me nervous is when the emperor has no clothes, he's not there with his big, thick mushroom swinging about. He's just naked there.
That's not accurate. No toupee. To Stormy. Yeah.
Yeah. No toupee, no bronzer, no nothing. No Melania. Just sitting there.
She'll stick by him.
I love him.
But what about those tennis courts? The tennis court, the tennis pavilion.
The
New York has no ventilators, but you got a tennis pavilion, you piece of fetid shit.
They want the MAGA base to have a political enemy to attack. There's nothing that pisses off Trump's followers more than being called racists, even as they earn that merit badge over and over.
Yes, 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 yes. Ooh. What more evidence do you need that this guy's a bigot?
Secretary of Hate, Stephen Miller, and Oberst Duschenfuhrer, Steve Bannon.
Oh, God. Is this Rick Wilson?
Yeah,
still?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I almost sent you an invoice for a new fucking laptop because I nearly did a spit take.
Secretary of Hate, Stephen Miller, and Oberst Duschenfuhrer, Steve Bannon, are rubbing their hands and cackling like movie villains.
Are they?
They're delighted to expand their propaganda war beyond the usual fear centers. Instead of Mexican rapists, immigrant caravans, shithole countries, they're rebooting the old yellow peril tropes for their remixed racist memes.
Yellow peril?
The yellow peril. The Japanese and the Chinese. The yellow people.
I've just never heard that term. Oh, that's the internment camps or something.
There are good leaders. He ends up. There are good leaders, bad leaders, and lucky leaders. Sometimes good leaders have bad luck. Sometimes bad leaders have good luck. This time we've got a bad leader whose luck finally ran out and whose reservoir of trust outside his base is essentially zero. We're not even at the end of the beginning of this pandemic. God help us.
Well, God is not, but
you cheered as he fucked us over. No take backs, Trumpists.
You cheered as he fucked us over. Think about that when you're talking to these nutballs and you feel like you want to be nice. Fuck them. Oh, God. Yellow peril. I'm going to read what the internet says. See, this is fucking racism. The yellow peril is a color metaphor that East Asians are an existential danger and threat to the Western world. So these fucking, like the fucking wacko races that wanted to blow up the hospital.
We had Russia for a while. We had the evil Soviets, the commies.
Existential.
Yeah, yeah. And then it pivoted to China. Who did Trump scream about?
China. When he was running. Election, China,
Mexico, and China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, time's flying. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll play more Jesus fraud related material.
Oh, yes. The thing about racism is, it's like, for me, it's when you really start breaking down how these people feel about things, it's like trying to fathom the universe. It's unreal. It's like an existential event means like you're worried about your own existence. It's a danger of not having an existence.
Right.
So these bigots, these racists feel like, hey, that black person is an existential threat to me because they exist.
You will not replace us. Those
idiots in Charlottesville think because a Jewish person exists, that threatens my existence.
Well, right. They're small, insecure, little, tiny humans.
They're the violent people marching with tiki torches and running people over in their cars. But the person they're running over is the existential threat.
Well, yeah.
God!
Because their white skin's going to be diluted when some rampaging brown person fucks their pristine white daughter that they bought into college.
You know, man, see, liberals really have to sit here and have a come to tremendous air quotes Jesus moment about how you feel about these people. Because we have this thing where you want to reach across. You want to fucking help these people learn. Fuck that.
Again, if they want to change, we have to let them. We can yell at them later.
Those people, a guy that wants to blow up a hospital,
but they're not the ones that aren't going to change.
Danger.
Yes, but the ones that aren't going to change probably aren't going to change until people literally start dropping dead next to them.
I know, dude. It's just I see.
And then they might not. They'll still be like the Jesus ones are going to be like it was God's will, you know, and all that bullshit.
God.
There's a lot of small minds running around. Hence Trump in the White House, and for example. Listen to this clip.
Yes.
This is the mellifluous trio of twatitude from Fox and Fiends in the morning. Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earhart, and Brian Kilmeade. Listen to Ainsley fucking Earhart, who's been trending on the Twitter for what she said
she
here.
She must have said something very informative and helpful, right?
What's interesting, too, you know, we're talking about this and every day we're talking about different topics because we're moving in hopefully the direction of getting to where China is now or South Korea is now and just getting some improvement. But I was thinking.
Meanwhile, they're all in different places. They're not together. They're in three separate places.
Hey, read the article, Business Insider, where Eric Garcetti was interviewed. It is going to get worse. He uses the term mass deaths. Prepare yourself.
Where China is now or South Korea is now and just getting some improvement. But I was thinking, you know, I live in the city. You can't go back to the city. You can, but I don't want to because I don't want to be around the area that's infected the most. But I'm thinking like all the bills that are stacking up at my apartment. You know, we've got to think about that kind of thing. If you bought clothing before all of this happened, if you want to return it or store is going to, you know, waive that 30.
If that Hermes bag. Clashes with the cocktail dress.
You fucking loser.
Oh, wait.
Fucking loser. Wait.
It gets worse. Wait.
Yes.
If you want to return it, our store is going to, you know, waive that 30-day period where you can get your money back if you need to return something. These are all the things. People are staying home. Women, I mean, y'all don't think about this, guys, but, you know, this is not a priority, but women have to get their hair done. I saw someone tweet out, you're going to see what color our real hair is because our roots are going to grow in. Women, all my friends are saying, you know, this is not a priority. People are dying, and I realize that, but they can't get their nails done.
Oh! Oh, shit! Yes!
That's the quote of the day.
You fucking loser.
My friends are saying, you know, this is not a priority. People are dying. I realize that. Hey. But they can't get their nails done.
Do you remember Los Angeles? There are sections of the neighborhood we lived in where there are people huddled. They are huddled under an overpass.
Oh, the homeless, yeah.
Huddled under an overpass.
More and more.
Living under in cardboard and plastic. You don't think the coronavirus is just ripping through those neighborhoods?
Oh, yeah.
Those people have nowhere to fucking go. You want to return your bag and do your nails? You're an existential threat. Fuck you, man.
I love the way she's like, it's not a priority. People are dying. I realize that.
God.
In other words, and stuff. I'm surprised she didn't add that. I know, like, people are dying and stuff, but they can't get their nails done.
You know what? The thing that people are not thinking about, the reason you have to, you want to take this seriously because you don't want to end up in the hospital. You end up in the hospital, no one can go with you. This is nuts. Yeah. Fuck Ainsley.
Ainsley Earhart.
Didn't our fucking dumb fuck governor. Wasn't he?
Ron DeRacist?
Ron DeRacist was interviewed, right? God. Am I just thinking about this differently? Should I be thinking about this differently?
How can you think of it?
Not to sound like a fucking asshole.
Trump's doing a great job.
I can't help it. No, you can't.
the government's doing a great bang up job.
I don't know. There's just so many.
It doesn't work.
It's so much shit. I read this thing in the Atlantic. The one thing that we can't do, that we can't shake, are the Republicans and Trump. You know, because. How do we combat this thing with a guy that's not down for the cause? If Obama was president,
yeah.
Or Hillary,
right?
Pick one. Even Bush, dude. Even right. George fucking Bush, the massager of Merkel.
Right.
If
Hillary's Bush would have been better president.
Oh my God! Yes. They would, but I honestly believe Hillary Clinton would have ended her day thinking, okay, what else do I need to do about this corona? She would have started her day thinking about it.
Probably not slept a lot.
Yes. Obama, same.
Obama would have learned everything about it. Give me the science. That's what they said he did during the H1N1.
He said, give me the science?
Or the bird flu, whatever the fuck we had a few years ago during his.
You know what? It's interesting. You can't really name it because it was perhaps handled better. Fuck.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert, pointed out yesterday, the virus will determine the timeline. This is... another one of those times where Trump is like, don't, you know, be right. Beautiful. We're hoping by Easter. And Fauci got up there and said, quote, you got to be. Well, no, this is he told Chris Cuomo, you got to be realistic. You got to understand, you don't make the timeline. The virus makes the timeline.
Yeah. The virus doesn't give a fuck.
If you keep seeing this acceleration, it doesn't matter what you say. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You've got to go with what the situation on the ground is. You can't make an arbitrary decision till you see what you're dealing with. You need the data.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like
urging Americans to hunker down and practice social distancing.
And it's inconvenient. But it's also a virus. So the virus doesn't understand that shit.
Fauci's remarks were in stark contrast to Trump's assertion, I'd love to have the country opened and just raring to go by Easter, which is 17 days from now.
God damn, I tell you what, if I was president, I'd have that infectious disease expert on a fucking tracker because I could see where the motherfucker is all the time.
He's like 77, 78 years old.
Why don't we have three Faucis working three different shifts figuring this shit out, man?
Trump said, we'll give it some more time if we need a little more time. But we need to open this country up. We have to go back to work. Much sooner than people thought.
See, and the virus is saying something like, Well, you can do
it. Go ahead. Please go back to work.
I'm nature. I don't have to do anything.
I'll get to spread and mutate more. Can't wait to go back to work.
And by the way, bitch, I'm an existential threat. Shit, man.
At least Fauci's still around. I mean, I'm surprised Trump hasn't. There must be like mother's husband or somebody. There must be somebody trying to desperately save Fauci because he literally walks up to the mic after Trump says something and says the opposite.
Well, you know, be careful. Everybody's on the same fucking mic. Stupid. Damn.
We've got, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank
we do
you.
This every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live, 5 to 7 Eastern. And then we're out on the podcasting applications and all that shit in the podcast world.
Right.
Crabdiving.com if you can't find it.
We have the most deaths from, no, the most infections of corona, right, in the country now. Is that right? I mean,
we're number one, yeah.
We're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I was going to see how the Cubs are doing.
Joe Biden.
Yes, I will vote for Joe Biden.
Yesterday's video.
Yes.
Praised seven governors from both parties that are doing well. There are some Republican governors out there that are actually stepping the fuck up.
Well, admitting
that science is real.
Ours.
On Wednesday, however, Biden singled out one for sharp criticism, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Hey, and the bicyclist going by, that's not 6 feet. You guys are not 6 feet apart. Fuck.
Well, but if they're together,
so
you can do two people.
What? I don't know. The virus doesn't care.
In doing so, Biden managed to highlight both the crucial role Florida plays in the presidential race and the equally critical role in the national debate over how to respond to this crisis.
Yes.
After images of drunken spring breakers partying amid a contagion were broadcast nationally, DeSantis, a protege of President Donald Trump. That's a nice way of saying
a protege, like he ejaculated
anal
him.
Remora. Yeah.
Oh, yes. A little fish
was thrust into the vanguard of Republican governors balking at issuing a broad shelter in place order. Criticism against DeSantis is rising. Biden said Floridians deserve science-based action from Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yes, of course, but it's Ron DeSantis.
Biden, quote, while other large states continue to take strong, urgent, and sweeping action to stop the spread of COVID-19, Florida has not. I urge Governor DeSantis to let the experts speak to the public and explain why this is the case. In this moment of growing uncertainty and anxiety, Floridians want and deserve to hear from the public health officials leading the charge.
But wait. Crab diving is sheltering in place. Crab diving is washing their hands, and crab diving is using sanitizer.
Right.
And we're in Florida. Don't we count? Fuck.
Well, yeah. We do count.
The virus is like, you don't count for shit, motherfucker. God. Science sucks, man. I mean, you know, with nature, whatever.
So there you go. Biden going after Trump, going after Trump at DeSantis in his video. We've got.
I mean, it's crazy. I see notes from people going out. I have a 3D printer. I want to share a PDF of specs that I'm using to print masks. I mean, that's cool, right?
Right.
That we have that technology.
And using those HEPA filters and shit.
Yeah, we have some.
Bernie Sanders, who...
Okay.
Again, I've voted for him in the past. But we need his voice and everything.
Yes.
But he may need to get the fuck out of the race.
Right.
But he could still go after his fellow senators.
Okay.
This is when Lindsey was clutching his anal muscles over
right
he was kegeling over.
I'm picturing whatever exercise equipment that would be sold for that on an infomercial, and it would be funny.
Like a traffic cone.
I've lost another. I can't find it.
Oh,
traffic cone.
So,
from a standing position, retrieve the traffic cone.
I need my training cone right now.
I'm really
a little backed up.
I got a graduated training cone.
So,
ribbed.
Lindsay and a few of the other scumbags were upset. Get this. They were upset.
Yeah.
That the extended unemployment benefits that were in this package.
What?
They were last night. They were threatening to scuttle it after all the Democrats were picked on.
Yes.
It was a little cabal of twats.
Yes.
In the Republican Party that were like, but wait a second. Some of these people may make more on unemployment, this temporary unemployment, than they did when they were working. They're not going to go back to work.
No, no, no. Which is an injustice, is it not? If you're making more money on this benefit than you were in the past, that means you weren't making enough money earlier, right?
Well,
that's
what we would argue, right?
And Lindsay, that's on you.
But they were losing their little minds about, well, that's going to be a disincentive to work. Why would you go back to work when you can make more on unemployment?
Hey, Lindsay, instead of writing bills that hurt the poor, why don't you climb up on a tower like that lunatic did in Las Vegas and just start shooting at people?
Here is Bernie Sanders.
It is a war on poverty. God, I'm sorry. It's fucking insane.
Here is Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor in response to that.
Okay, good.
And now I find that some of my Republican colleagues are very distressed. They're very upset that somebody who's making 10, 12 bucks an hour might end up with a paycheck for 4 months more than they received last week. Oh my God, the universe is collapsing. Imagine that. Somebody who's making 12 bucks an hour, now like the rest of us, faces an unprecedented economic crisis with the 600 bucks on top of their normal, their regular unemployment check, might be making a few bucks more for 4 months. Oh my word, will the universe survive?
God, God.
How absurd and wrong is that? What kind of value system is that? Meanwhile, these very same folks had no problem a couple of years ago voting for $1 trillion in tax breaks for billionaires and large profitable corporations. Not a problem. But when it comes to low-income workers in the midst of a terrible crisis, maybe some of them earning or having more money than they previously made. Oh, my word. We got to strip that out. Got to tell those poor people that no matter what. And by the way, when the McConnell bill first came up, unbelievably, and I know many Republicans objected to this, they were saying that, well, we want to give $1,000 or $1,200, but poor people should get less.
Right.
Why was that?
That was the means testing for one.
Yeah.
They were going to base it on your 2018 tax filing.
Yeah.
But if you're under a certain amount of income, you don't file.
Yeah. Oh, so then you'll get less?
They thought these people are in jobs that don't make a lot of money. We shouldn't give them $1,200 like they're important.
God damn. This is crazy.
And there were a lot of Republicans that were even like, well, this is kind of not great.
Yeah.
And I know many Republicans objected to this. They were saying that, well, we want to give $1,000 or $1,200, but poor people should get less. You see, because poor people are down here, they don't deserve, they don't eat, they don't pay rent, they don't go to the doctor, they're somehow inferior because they're probably going to give them less. Well, that was addressed. Now everybody is going to get the $1,200. But some of my Republican friends still have not given up on the need to punish the poor and working people. You haven't raised the minimum wage in 10 years. Minimum wage should be at least $15 an hour. You haven't done that.
$25 an hour if yeah. you're going to index yes. it to inflation
right.
and tie it to CEO pay
cost of living?
And all of that shit. It should literally be $25 to $27 an hour.
And you know what is it just fucking sucks is that the people Bernie is talking about on the lower scale of pay at service industry jobs or like retail
are treated like shit.
And they are the ones still working. They are still exactly. at the dollar store. They are still at Walmart and they're going to get sick. And more of those people will die than the CEO fucking paper pusher cunts at these goddamn firms.
I've set up my home office. I'm working from home. They don't have that option.
Imagine one person at a grocery store. Who
I mean,
works
I'm one
there.
Of those people. That yeah. I have a home office I'm working for.
Well, you're not a cunt, and you're not an existential threat.
Well, I'm a cunt sometimes.
No,
yeah.
no, no. And one person gets sick at a grocery store or at a Walmart, I'm sure it's easy to infect people there and other people that work there.
And then they don't have health care.
They have
because,
to work.
Walmart won't let them work more than 28.5 hours because then they would have to offer them health care benefits. And overtime.
Yeah, I mean, and the idea that it's just 12, like, okay, you're going to get $1,200, so now you don't need to work anymore. No, 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 they're going to work.
And it's 4 months. You're earning $10 to $12 an hour, and you get a couple hundred dollars extra a month. That's going to mean a lot.
Right. Yes.
But if you're able to go back to work, they're saying, well, you're not going to go back to work. And like you said, what does that tell you? They should be making that much at least.
Yeah.
And that's why Bernie's saying for 10 years, you haven't raised the minimum wage.
And why put a cap on it? Why is there even a discussion of a time period? Can you tell me how long we will suffer corona in this country?
Right.
Is it 4 months? Did you ask the virus?
Because they're probably going to give them less. Well, that was addressed. Now, everybody is going to get the $1,200. But some of my Republican friends still have not given up on the need to punish the poor and working people. You haven't raised the minimum wage in 10 years. Minimum wage should be at least $15 an hour. You haven't done that. You've cut program after program after program, and now, horror of horrors, for 4 months, workers might be earning a few bucks more than they otherwise went.
Well,
and that's how it goes on for a while. He excoriated those fucking assholes.
These rich people, they do not, maybe they don't get it. These fuckheads like Jamie Dimon or these people that own these Wells Fargo fuckface. Do they think that virus cares about them either? Do you think that virus is going to be like, oh, wait a second. You're a one percenter. I'm not going to get all up in your asshole.
But they'll have access to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Specialists. And,
they can
and
fight the virus.
Healthcare and I mean, it's still going to get them.
And they can isolate themselves.
And they'll have access to a ventilator, but they're still going to die at the same rate as everybody else.
Well, they might not, though, because if you think about, okay, you go into a hospital, you get seen. They're addressing the shit you're in there for, right? There's all these other ancillary things that can happen, these complications for different reasons. Now, if you're a rich person with really good health care, all those little ancillary things are the risk is minimized, I would think.
Right. Yeah.
Because God.
And you've already had preventive health care.
What is it?
You go to the gym
don't go to
somebody,
the fucking gym.
Working people.
Yeah.
With kids.
Yeah. What?
When do they have to? They're going to go to the gym?
Time. No, of course not. And like. Think about that triage that's going on in New York at the hospitals,
right.
In the tents, outside.
We've got...
You know what's weird, too? It's like, I'm sorry, but the virus isn't like, oh, wait a second. There's all these other things that need to be done at a hospital. I shouldn't bother anybody right now.
Holy shit. Writing for the Chicago Sun-Times, Juan Williams. The cost of lies, death toll could top Vietnam. LBJ's lies cost 58,000 American lives. I assume Donald Trump couldn't inflict anything more harmful. I was wrong.
Ouch. Well, man. This kind of shit, this pandemic is going to, this will change how everybody thinks about politics. They will look at who is ever running for, all the way down the line, any office, how will you behave and what will you do for me in a pandemic? How will you help me?
Then here's the MAGA response. Juan Williams says President Trump must be held accountable. Is he stupid? China should be held accountable, not President Trump. That's the pivot now.
I just saw this with a MAGA.
That's
fuck.
Why China virus. It's China's
and that
fault.
That is that culture battle, right? That's the pivot to racism.
Yep.
Because you guys.
He gives them a boogeyman to then drool over when they're like, hey, Trump, why are our people dying? Hey, it was China. I stopped the tsunami. He's claiming that. I did great. I gave myself a 10 out of 10, he said, for the response, because he shut down flights from Wuhan.
God.
And then we've learned didn't do fuck all.
Yeah.
May have stopped a couple of cases because people that were visiting Wuhan were not barred.
Yeah.
And what about people who were going from Wuhan to, I don't know, London, hung out in London for a while, and then came to New York?
Well, are you saying that he lost some things, things slipped through the cracks? It's like,
had we been, I don't know, testing people that were exhibiting all symptoms? Not, you're barfing up a lung symptom?
Probably the difference with an Obama or a Hillary, it would be like if you're Fauci and you have a team of people, there's always the voice in the back of your mind is like, I better have my shit together because Obama knows all this shit. I better have everything together. Well, you know, this Fauci guy's a doctor, so he probably didn't feel that way.
And smart questions, not, you know.
Yeah.
Can we nuke the hurricane? I saw in a movie one time where they dropped a nuke inside of a hurricane and switched it. We could do that.
Do you want to drink some chlorine or some shit or whatever the fuck that... This is the consequence of having a supreme fucking dick fuck.
That's what, during the opening today, we
fucking
were
fucking president.
We were talking about what have you got to lose? Well, 1% of the population.
Yeah. And hey, you know what? The Republicans are a step ahead of us on that. They're fine with it. They are fucking fine with it.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And markets are not going to succeed unless we take care of people and we restore their health, whether there's a cure or whether there's a behavior that reduces this tragedy in our country. But let us work together in the most bipartisan way possible to get the job done as soon as possible. It won't happen unless we respect science, science, science. And for those who say we choose prayer over science, I say science is an answer to our prayers.
There you go.
Wow, that's nice. I thought of something else to say, something like go fuck yourself. But that's nice. It's a good way to put that. God, it's still kind of crazy, though. Science isn't an answer to your prayers. It's just...
Meanwhile, Snowflake Central.
Hey, man, fuck you.
There's a super PAC ad.
Super.
That's out Max. Running. PAC Priorities USA on the Twitter.
Oh, shit, yes.
If you want to help them out, you can go to their Twitter and donate to them, actually. I tweeted earlier.
Yes.
Don't, all caps, share this video.
Okay.
Whiny snowflake Trump cultists are threatening stations to sue them for running this ad that criticizes, well, I said they're COVID-19 spreader in chief.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not, in little letters, and then all caps, share this widely and often. but here's the ad that has got them.
The coronavirus.
This is their new hoax.
Now, meanwhile, what's happening in the visual is the chart. So we're at January, near the end of January, and we've got four cases.
Right.
So as he's talking, this is shooting upward.
Oh, wow.
These are in time order. The coronavirus. Talking, it's shooting.
This is their new hoax.
We have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China.
One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
When you have 15 people, and within a couple of days, it's going to be down to close to zero.
15 on February 20th. 2 days later, it was 27.
We really think we've done a great job in keeping it down to a minimum.
I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
You heard that one?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't take responsibility at all.
I understand it.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Priorities USA action is responsible for.
It says America needs a leader we can trust. They're upset about the hoax part. They're saying that's been at PolitiFact. That was checked at PolitiFact. They said that's false. The Democrats didn't say the virus was a hoax.
He said it was a hoax.
His handling of the virus is what he's saying he said.
He's saying...
They're saying how he's handling the virus is a hoax. Their criticism of him is a hoax.
Oh, I see. I see.
Not that he said the virus was a hoax.
But he did say it's a hoax.
Well, we just played it, yeah. I mean, so
these people with their doublespeak, and it's like...
So there's some whiny little Trump bitch babies.
Fuck
pissy,
you.
Pissy babies.
Yeah.
That sent a letter threatening legal action, not against PAC priorities, but against TV stations.
Oh.
They're trying to bully these TV stations, these local TV stations who may not have the money to fight them in court. They're trying to bully them out of playing, out of playing these ads.
Well,
they're not going after the PAC,
right?
That has zillions of dollars. They're going after these individual stations.
Wow, what an evil
in
strategy.
Battleground states.
Oh my God. Wait, wait, wait. So okay. So the guy, that would never, that's crazy.
Alex Cannon, let's shit his name, the legal counsel for Trump's reelection campaign, sent a letter to TV stations in key battleground states where the ad is running, demanding they cease and desist from airing the ad if they want to, quote, avoid costly and time-consuming litigation. You notice he never says, we're going to win, and we're horrified that you said this. Just, you want to avoid costly and time-consuming litigation. That's how Trump's entire life and career has been run.
Like a bully. He tells you that if you fight me, I'm going to go after everything you fucking own.
You didn't pay for the 10 pianos we sent to Mar-a-Lago. I'm not going to. Take us to court. Go ahead. We can go for years.
Yeah, and I'll drain your kids' college fund.
Right.
I'll take your fucking house. That
Michael
is our
Cohen.
President.
That was the message Michael Cohen would deliver to people.
What? The existence of someone like a Trump, it's like, what did they, what is someone's day like that? How do you?
He's not doing it. He's doing nothing. He's waddling around playing golf.
Like, how does he live with himself?
Because he's a damaged human. They've got, he's got that, what we always talk about, the infrastructure that he inherited. The evil infrastructure of lawyers, accountants, sleaze bags that his father built.
God,
Roy Cohn was his lawyer. Everybody go out and read about Roy Cohn if you don't know about one of the faces of evil. That was his lawyer.
Yeah.
And Trump has said, where was my Roy Cohn?
God.
With Jeff Sessions. He wanted a Roy Cohn.
But that is, that's not a good analogy because Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the lawyer of rapey Donald Trump.
Right.
So how's that a hard concept?
Well, but not according to Trump.
I mean, that's actually a concept everybody understands because you could see why it would be bad for government if that wasn't. I'm trying to make a case for why your attorney general should want to work for the country. It's stupid.
Listen to this letter. Given the foregoing, should you fail to immediately cease broadcasting the PUSA's ad Exponential Threat, Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. will have no choice but to pursue all legal remedies available to it in law and equity. We will
Cowards.
Not stand idly by and allow you to broadcast false, deceptive, and misleading information concerning President Trump's health care positions without consequence.
Good God. Good God, you fucking bootlickers, you fucking cowards.
Priorities USA is putting $6 million into running the ad. In Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Oh, my God. Isn't it? We learned yesterday it's really bad in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's going to be, what happens? I don't mean to change the subject, guy, but geez, what happens when it's bad everywhere at once? Because it will be, right? I mean,
right. Trump campaign has asked Twitter to apply the manipulated media tag to videos claiming that Trump called the virus a hoax.
Jesus,
but they have
Christ.
Yet to do so.
You know, this is what happens, man. You gotta fucking vote for people. You gotta consider who you're voting against, man. Just because you don't like Hillary doesn't mean you stay home and not vote when this lunatic's running.
Priorities USA called the move a stunt. We stand by the facts in the ad. We'll continue to make sure that Donald Trump is held accountable for his words and actions that are making this crisis even worse.
Oh, my God.
So fuck you, Trump.
Yeah,
to them.
Fuck you. Fuck you,
they
dude.
They say, I mean.
Maggots.
And we say.
Yes, 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 yes. Jeez.
Couple minutes left here. Tomorrow's right. Faithless Friday. Everybody join us.
Jabez.
For the party.
Yes, yes.
2 to 4 p.m.
What God are we praying to tomorrow?
I've always enjoyed Dionysus or Bacchus.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, the Greek gods.
Yeah, party.
Yeah,
party and drink.
What about that goat with the human head and the hooves? I guess it's more of a human. Which one is that? The satyr. That's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Trump courts. Oh, we talked about that already. Tomorrow is Faithless Friday, like we said, and thanks for.
Yay.
Buying shit through our
the whole thank
portal
you.
To Amazon.
Oui, Zutalor. God.
Oh, you put this story up on the Facebook and the Twitter also early. Germany
Nine
is putting out a really significant stimulus to get their economy going.
Nice package.
But they also are stepping in with a sweeping package for the country's creative and cultural sectors.
Yes.
A staggering 50 billion euros is going to be provided.
Right.
We know the hardships. We know the desperation. The culture minister Monica Grutes said in a statement, the cultural sector in particular is characterized by a high proportion of self-employed people who now have problems with their livelihoods. Imagine Republicans saying, wow, musicians and artists are going to need extra help because their livelihoods depend on it.
You know, dude, those people.
Republicans say, why don't you go to job instead of getting an art degree? Why didn't you get a MFA?
Because they are heartless fuckers that don't value culture or any kind of introspection or individuality. They just want to run around sucking corporate cock and licking Trump's fucking boots.
It includes up to 50 billion euros in aid for individuals who are self-employed. It'll come in the form of grants designed to help with overhead costs like venue rentals and artist studios.
Wait, are you sure you're not reading the package that came out of our government? Are you sure?
No. Loans will be available also to help businesses bridge financial bottlenecks. In addition to arts-related individuals and organizations, the funding will support media enterprises, including newspapers. Can you imagine Trump money to the WAPO?
So how is Germany affording that? That's what the loons would say.
Because it's an essential. They realize that culture, that arts are essential for human culture, not a bonus in what a... What a silly little moron you are. That's one of the reasons they don't want free tuition in colleges. They're like, why should I pay for your art history degree? Why should I pay for your women's studies degree?
What do you want from society?
Well, exactly.
What do you want? I mean, what do you want? No art? Do you want no writing? Do you want no music? Do you want no plays? You want to stare at trees all day? What the fuck?
Yeah, once again, it's you're taking my stuff.
And you need that. You need that because when your government does something fucked up, you need the artist to look at it, point it out, and put it out there to society so they can understand it.
Right.
I know you fucking maggots don't give a fuck about that, though. Fuck you. Fuck off.
Not that kind of art.
Just think about it, man. I was chatting with somebody today that works in a Chicago theater, and all these little storefront theaters, they will be gone in a recession or a depression. They'll just be gone. How the fuck are they going to pay rent? And that's sad.
Right, and do you think their benevolent landlords will say, hey, don't worry about it.
And
you know, if it's a mom and pop that own a storefront, okay, that's one thing, if that's their livelihood. But that ain't the case in most cases. Most of these strip malls and all the venues are owned by big, giant corporation cunts, real estate trusts the Kushners, the Trumps.
Right.
That just are milking and fleecing.
Yeah.
They're Scrooge.
Yeah.
They're Ebenezer Scrooge.
And why
you don't have the rent. You're out. I don't care if your kid's a cripple and he's going
to
die.
What is the point of having a society when something like
disabled.
This...
Disabled. Cripple's a horrible word, but that's the word in the play.
Yeah. What's the point of having a society if you can't save that?
Well, right. I mean, that's why
to say you can
that's
save
why I'm,
it.
You're preaching to the converted here. I've got a theater degree.
Yeah, Shelby.
There have been more studies out that show that in a corporate cunt hierarchy,
cuntocracy,
that actually people with liberal arts degrees tend to do better than some of these sociopathic econo twats that are doing nothing, but I'm going to get my Harvard MBA and learn how to fleece people.
I mean, people like Trump wouldn't give a fuck.
Better leaders, they're better.
Yes.
They're better managers.
Yeah.
There's been studies.
Yeah. That it's dumb that
right.
It's 2020 and you have to make a case to someone that culture is important.
That art is important.
And you know
and
what?
Culture is
and,
important.
And you know what? The thing is, in theater communities, in artist communities, racism is... It's just... And all these ills of society are discussed and figured out sometimes, right? Because there is a value to this. There is
they it's a window into society and sometimes it's not a good look.
Because who else is going to tell
right.
you? Who else is gonna tell you? Broadway's putting Disney plays to music.
There'll be a movie about this this Trump virus and the Republicans and how they killed everybody and all the scandals of what we find out. Actually, we're again tip of the iceberg on all this Trump shit. Oh, we gotta go. But there'll be movies, and then some of these idiots will be like, wow, who knew? Who knew it was that bad? I like to go into the MAGA rallies, and I like the way he hates brown people.
Before the election, before Trump was elected, if you asked most people, how do you think this reality show host would do with a pandemic, what would you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to go quickly here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at the same bat time, same bat channel. Go check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Stay safe out there. We'll be back tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.